Shalom Aleichem, welcome to this Iyun Shir in Lukatei Sichis. We are learning Chelek Yudzayin, Parshas Vayikra, Sicha Aleph. In this Shir, we are not going to be covering the Sicha itself. We are going to be focusing on Ha'ara 28. It is a Inyan in Chassidus, a Tifa Inyan in Chassidus. So we're going to try and provide some background and some oimek and to see the chiddush of the Rebbe here in the Sa'ara. It's a moira dike inyan, a shmaka inyan. Let's get into it. The point that we need to take from the Sicha to learn the Ha'ara is that when he describes the bittul of Moshe Rabbeinu, we'll just read one paragraph, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Vahish Moshe Onov Ma'oid Mikola Adam. Moshe was a tremendous Onov. However, he says, Und der fun gufe kumt ha reist in af kemine benegeet dem oifen von hakoras shiflus atzmoi, as das is in an oifen, was is nit scheidel hakoras mailes atzmoi. Then when we talk about hakoras shiflus atzmoi, when we talk about the union of Anova and Bittul, it's in a way which is not shaydlil hakaras mailas atzmai, nor as chotche veis mailas atzmai. Rather, what is the inyan of hakaras shiflus atzmai? The way it's supposed to be, that even though the person knows mailas atzmai, nevertheless, nem ter sich der mit nit iber. Why? Wisse dik as das kumt von geschenkte. The person realizes that all of his mailas, take he is makir mailas atzmai, but he realizes all of the milas that he has is not that he earned these milas. Rather, he was given them. It's not that he, with his own yegiya, earned these milas. No, it's geschenkte. The Eibishter gave it to him. Right? Milas on neshama, schus avos, all his, the milas of the mila of his neshama, and the fact that he has schus avos, it's not things that he earned. It's all geschenkte. Vidi anova von Moshe Rabbeinu. This is like the Anova of Moshe Rabbeinu, was yedder hot in zichanitzutz von Moshe. That's what we need. So the point is that Moshe Rabbeinu's Anova wasn't in a way that was shoydlul hakaras milas atzma. No, Moshe Rabbeinu knew his milas. But Moshe realized that all of his milas are not fardinta, he didn't earn them, they are rather geschenkte. They were given to him, his neshama and his chusavas. So in Ha'ara 28, he says like this. We'll read it inside, from beginning to end. V'yesh l'kasha zeh, this way of explaining. The anova von Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was makir mailas atzmoi. Nevertheless, he was anov ma'oid. V'yesh l'kasha zeh, im ho denishmas Moshe hi chochme da atzilus mamash. We can connect this with the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama was chachma de atzilus mamish. Kemuva behasipur sham. What's the shaychus? What is the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama is chachma de atzilus mamish? How does this tie into the beer in Moshe's anova? So he explains, the chachma yeshnoi kli. In chachma there is a keli. Not pshat that in chachma there's no keli. Sviras ha-chachma, there's a keli. Now we're just touching the word. Soon we'll explain it. Ela shakeli hu bivchinas bitul betachlis. Norva den, the keli itself is in a way of bitul betachlis kemoi ha'oy, like oy. Ad shenikra chayohi. So much so that the keli itself, the keli of chachma, is called chayohi, and he's mitzayin to look at the Torah. Mata is peizayin soifa medalit and oira Torah. Which is why Chachma, the Sviras HaChachma, is hinted to in the letter Yud, which mitzad echad sheyesh li tzuras ois. Mitzad echad, Yud has the form of a letter. Loi koitz v'kayetzu b'zeh. It's not just a koitz, it's an actual ois. It has a tzuras ois. Shemayral inyan shal mitzias, which shows on the fact that there's a mitzias here. But on the other hand, this yud is the oisachiktan, or pchinas nekuda levad, which is only nekuda, which shows on the inyan von bittul. and he's mitzayin to get us a tshuva perak dalid and rei baruch al kutisiches chelik yotes amud 4:18 ve'elach. So what does it say here? That chachma dat silus, there is sort of these two in yon tzad echad in chachma, there is a keli. But mitzad sheni, the keli is betachlis habitul ad shenikra chayohi. And that's why chachma is merumas in the ois yud. Mitzad echad, that's an ois, there's a tzuras ois, which shows on the union of metzias. There's a keli, as we said before, yeshna keli. But mitzad sheni, it's the ois achiktana b'chines tekud levad, which is the tachlis habitul. So this ties into the anova of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not pshat that his anova was in a way that it was shoylil hakoras milas atzmai. No, there is the inyan of metzias. There is the inyan of, call it a datzuras ha'ois. There is the keli, there is the metzias, which that's the fact that he's makir milas atzmai. That's the metzias. But mitzad sheni, leidach gis, it's betachlis habitul, because he realizes that it's not fardinta, it's geshenta. This keli gufa, this metzias of chachma gufa, is betachlis habitul, ad shenikra chayohi. Ad kan is what it says in the Ha'ara. Okay, now before we completely go off on a tangent, he's mitzayin here to look at the Torah, Parsha Matos, Omud Pei Zayin, the Peizayin Seifa Medalit. So let's just read what it says there, and we'll take it from there. So there it says like this: Va'oid, the Alter Rebbe says, Va'oid mevur be'etz chayim sharmem alef perek zayin, de chochma nikra chayohi. Etz chayim there says that sfiras ha'chochma is called chayohi. V'hamidois v'gam bino nikra garmohi. And the midois and even bino is called garmohi. Now he says, "V'chayoyi haynu oir, v'garmoyi haynu kelim chuluk." Question is, "Bobimaki macher." So the chayra, we have a shtickle problem. Derech klal, we say that garmoyi refers to the kelim, and chayoyi refers to the oir. As in every sphere has the oir and the keli. So when we say ihu v'garmoyi chad, that's pshat that the Eibishter and the Kalim. Garmoyi is the Kalim. The Kalim in all the spheres. Iyu v'garmoyi chad, the Eibishter and the Kalim are one. Iyu v'chayoyi chad, the Eibishter and the Oiris are chad. So b'derech klal chayoyi is the Oiris of the spheres and garmoyi is the Kalim of the spheres. But here in Eitz Chaim state anders. Here in Eitz Chaim it says no. That spheres ha-chochme b'chlolusa is called chayoyi. And all the rest of the spheres, the midos, and even bina, bichlolusam, is called garmohi. So what is it? Is chayohi oiris and garmohi kelim? Or is chayohi sfiras ha-chachma and garmohi the rest of the spheres? So he explains, the answer is the hainu lefi, shebechachma gama keli hu bevchinas bitul agamri koyachma. The teretz is shnei ememes. The biur bederech klal is that chayohi is the oiris and garmohi is the kelim. That's the emes. Garmohi, the ikertaych from garmohi is kelim. And the ikertaych of chayohi is oiris. Why are we saying that in sfiras ha-chochme, why does the Eitz Chaim say that gan sfiras ha-chochme, including the kelim of sfiras ha-chochme, is called chayohi? Tainu lufish b'chochme, gam ha-keli b'vchines bitul legamri koyachma. This is because in sfiras ha-chochme, even the keli is b'vchinas bitul legamri. So there's a chiluk between sfiras ha-chochme and all the other spheres. In all the other spheres, the keli of those spheres, the keli of sfiras ha-chesed, the keli of sfiras ha-bina, is more of a metzias. So therefore the kelim and all the other spheres are called garmoihi. That's all. And only the oiris of the other spheres are called chayoihi. Ashekin Sfiras HaChochme, the mile of Sfiras HaChochme, the uniqueness of Sfiras HaChochme is that even the keli Sheb Sfiras HaChochme is Betachlis Abitul, and even the keli could be called Chayohi. So it's not a stir. Eitz Chaim is right. Sfiras HaChochme, since even the keli within Sfiras HaChochme, even the kelim of Chochme, are betachlis abitul more than any other sphere. So in Chachma passed that the whole sphere, even the kalim shebesfiras haChachma, could be called chayohi. But in all the other spheres, the kalim are only garmohi, and the oiris are chayohi. And if you're zoyis, when she goes to b'sefer shel beinim in perek lamed hei b'hago, this that we're saying that in Chachma there is a maila, that in Chachma even the kalim are b'vchinas bitul legamri, and the kalim could be called chayohi. That's based on what it says in Tanya perek lamed hei in the hago. What does it say there in Tanya, in Hagor? Says, Kasher shomayti mi moiri olav ha-sholem, like I heard from my teacher, the Magid of Mizrich, Pirush v'tama mashakosu v'yitzchayim, sh'orin tsoi baruchu, eina misyachet afilu v'olam ha-atzilus, el al de islam shusui t'chilu b'siris ha-chochma. Why is that? V'ayna mishum, sh'ein tsoi baruchu hu echad o'emes, sh'hu levadihu v'ein zu losoi, v'zoihi madregis ha-chochma. In other words, that there in Tanya it explains that this is the madrega of Chachma. Chachma is a madrega where it's herzichon hu levadihu ve'ein zulasoi. This tachlis abitul. And therefore, dafke Chachma is a keli for the inyan of Ein Sof. Ein Sof is mislabish in Olam Ha'atzilus only through Chachma. Tchilo in Suresa Chachma. Dafke Chachma is, call it a keli. Dafke Chachma is where it's possible for Ein Sof to be mislabish, to be shayda. That's because zuhi madregas haChachma. Chachma is a madrega was herzachon hu levadihu vein zulosay. The tachlis abitul. So, b'meila, going back to what he says here in the Kutatayr in Matos, that's the reason why the Eitz Chaim says that in Sfiras haChachma the whole sphere is called chayohi, not just the oiris. Even the kalim of Sfiras haChachma is also called chayohi, because the kalim of Chachma is not like the other spheres. The kalim of Chachma are betachlis abitul. And that's what he's bringing here in our Ha'orah in 28. Mitzad echataka, there is a kalim. Bitul betachlis. Achanikra chayohi. And, which is mitzayin to look at the Torah, like we just said, where he's mitzayin to Tanya Paraklamate. So I want to focus Be'ikir on this line here, where he says in the Ha'orah, in Ha'orah 28, Elo shakeli b'vchinas bitul betachlis k'moy ha'or ad shenikra chayohi. That the mile of the keli in Sfiras haChachma is that it's b'vchinas bitul betachlis k'moy ha'or ad shenikra chayohi. What's this word ad shenikra chayohi? We have iyu v'garmoyi chad, iyu v'chayohi chad. So usually kelim are called garmoyi. Iyu v'garmoyi chad, eibishter, and the kelim are chad. And in Sfiras haChachma, the keli is andersh. In Sfiras haChachma, the keli heisnisht garmoyi, but we can even call the keli chayohi. Is it just another name? Of course not. What's the Oymek HaDvorim in the fact that we are calling the Kalim in Sfiras HaChachma Chayohi? Also, Pasha, to better understand, what's Taka the Maila of the Bittl Sheb Sfiras HaChachma? What's the Chiddush that in Chachma Sfara Mer Bittl than all the other spheres? What's Taka the Maila? What's the Maila in Sfiras HaChachma in the Bittl, in the Bittl Sheba? So, Ulai Yeshloimar, I want to maybe explain this based on a vort that I heard from my Zayde, Reb Nosson Gorari. Nosson Gorari was a Bavusta masculine Chassidus, lived in Montreal. So I heard a vort from him that I think ties in here very well and sheds a lot of light and oimek on this whole sugya. He said that if you look in Tanya, it's two places where it explains the maila of Sfiras HaChachma. The first place is in Perek Beis. Perek Beis, he says that an Hashem is a chelik alika mimal mamish. Mamish chelik alika. And he goes on to explain that the Hashem is nimshach from the Eibishter's Chachma. Moisha ben nimshach ben bayecha av. So l'chayra, it's not understood. It Tzad echad, you're saying the neshama is a chelek elekam imal mamish. It's mamish from the Eibishter himself. And then you go on to say that it's coming from Chochmah. Chochmah is only a sphere of the Eibishter. It's one of the spheres in Atzilus. It's not the Eibishter himself. So to explain this, the Alter Rebbe there says, goes on to say, the iu chakim v'loi b'chochmah yediyu elohu v'chochmah say echad. Which goes for Rambam, Shua Madu, Hua Yedeya, Hua Yedua. That by the Eibishter, Hu v'chochmah say echad. The Eibishter's chochmah is not like our chochmah. By a person, chochmah, not the person himself, the Ha'odam Atzmai, the Nefesh Atzmai. And then you have chochmah, chochmah is a kayach of the Nefesh. Kayach of the Nefesh. We don't say by a person, Hu v'chochmah say echad. By the Eibishter we say, the Rambam says, Hu amada, Hu ayedeya, Hu ayedua, or the Kitzur, Hu v'chachmas ayechad, the Eibishter himself, the Eibishter Eirin Sof, v'chachmas ayechad. So therefore, when the neshama is nimshach from chachma ilah, when the neshama is nimshach from the Eibishter's chachma, it's not only coming from the Eibishter's chachma, it's coming from the Eibishter himself, because Hu v'chachmas ayechad. Who am I? Who are you? Who are you doing? Yeah, Zayshtayt in Tanya Perek Beis. So that's one place in Tanya where it's explaining the Maila of Chachma, that we say by Chachma, Hu v'Chachma se'echad. Chachma is Chad with the Eibishter himself. And that makes that the Neshama coming from Chachma isn't only coming from Chachma, the Neshama is a Chelek elekam imal mamash. And then the other place in Tanya is, which we quoted before, Perek Lamed Hei. The Haggah, that Eirein Sof, Baruch Hu, Einem Misyachat Afilu Ba'olam Ha'atzilus, El Al Deis Lapshusay Tchilu B'Sfiras HaChachma. That Dafke in Chachma is where Eirein Sof is mislabish. Why? Because Eirein Sof is Echad Ha'emez Shulav Adu Vein Zulasay, and as we said before, in Chachma there is the Bittul of Hulav Adu Vein Zulasay, and Chachma is a Keli therefore for Eirein Sof. Say, so what does it say in Perek Lamed? Hey, that Eirein Sof is mislabish, is shayre dafke in chachma, mitzad the bitl shabesfiris ha-chachma. That is herzachon, hu levadihu ve'ein zolosu. So, my Zayda asked, is this two different in Yonim? Or is it one and the same? What it says in Tanya Perek Beis, hu v'chachma say echad. That is a mile in the Eibishter's chachma, that it's not like a regular person's chachma, rather Hu v'chachma say echad, the Eibishter's chachma is one with him himself. Is that the same thing, in other words, like what it says in Perek Lamed Hey, that Eirein Sof is mislabished in Sviras HaChachma, it's at the inyan of Hu levadi Hu v'ein zolosay? Or is Tanya Perek Lamed Hey a heisofa and a chidush over the vart of Hu v'chachma say echad? And so he explained that it's a chiddush. That Hu v'chachmasay echad is one vort, one ilui, Hu v'chachmasay echad. And then Perek Lamed Hey is a chiddush al ze. Perek Lamed Hey is a shteita vort, noch tifer or noch mer vi Hu v'chachmasay echad. That there, what he's saying, that Eirein Sof is shayra mislabish and sirus hachachma, that's above and beyond, it's more than the inyan of Hu v'chachmasay echad. So the pshat is like this. Chlal, when we say Ihu v'chayo yichad and Ihu v'garmo yichad, let's understand this. Ihu v'garmo yichad. So Ihu is the Eibishter himself. The Eibishter himself, Eirein Sof, who's poshut v'tachas apshitus, v'lav mikol ilein midas Ihu klal. The Eibishter has no toya, the Eibishter has no geder. Achtus pshuta, havoye pshuta, that's Ihu. Garmoyi, we said, is the kelim. Kalim of the spheres. Kalim of the spheres is the pshat and metzias of the sphere. When we say spheres ha-chachma, spheres ha-bino, any of the spheres, the keli of the sphere is the metzias of the sphere. Chesed is the union of chesed. Chesed is not gvura. Chesed has a description. Chesed has a geder. Chesed has a toyer. It means something specific. It's a dover mesuyam. Likewise, bino, even chachma, any of the spheres. The metzias of the sphere, what it is, its description, its existence, that is the keli. So b'meila we have like this, Ihu is achdus pshuta, Iyu is the Eibishter who has no Toyar, no Gedder. Garmohi is the Kalim of the Spheres, the Hainu, the Metzias of the Spheres. And we say, Iyu v'garmohi chad. What's Pshat Iyu v'garmohi chad? One's Achtus Pshuto, and one's a Toyar, one's a Gedder, one's a Metzias Dvarma. So he explains in Pasach Eliyahu, in Toyra Oir, and in the Beer of Elois Ashbis, in Vayikro, that a Moshel Alzeh is from a Nefesh v'guf. That a nefesh v'guf, the nefesh and the guf are kirchak mizrach mimayrov. The nefesh is the inyan ruchni. It's the inyan of chayis. Kulei ruchni. And the guf is dover gashmi. Geboser v'atzomo is menochim b'kedeiro. So we have these two very different ideas. Nefesh, we have guf. One's a ruchni, one's a gashmi. And yet what happens is that we have the hislabshus ha-nefesh b'soich ha-guf. The nefesh is mislabesh in a guf, and you have a living person. A living person is a combination of a nefesh and guf. So this nefesh and guf, when they come together in a living person, they become one. They become one means that you cannot see nefesh without guf, and you cannot see guf without nefesh. In every inch of guf, there's nefesh. The nefesh is in every chelik of the guf, and same thing. Every part of the nefesh is b'seich haguf. There's no, we don't have a tchum ad kan is the tchum hanefesh, and then ad kan is the tchum haguf. They're misachit. The nefesh and guf become one mitzias. They become one mitzias to the point that you can't be mechalik between them. You can't say, oh, here's the chelik hanefesh and here's the chelik haguf. No such thing. The nefesh v'guf, even though l'chatchila they're two opposite, different things, one's a ruchni, one's a gashmi, but when they come together in a living person, they become one. They become one ad kedei kach, like we said, that you can no longer differentiate and say, here's the chelik haguf, here's the chelik hanefesh, sevet ein metzias. So that's the moshul to explain the inyan of iyu v'garmo yichad. Take iyu is the Eibishter himself, who's poshut b'tachlis ha-pshitus, lav mikol ilein midis iyu klal, and gamoy is the kalim, that's the metzias of the spheres. However, the pshat of iyu v'garmoy chad is that they come together and they become one metzias, they're misyached al derech guf v'nefesh. That once they come together, it's mamash b'tachlis ha-yichud. You can no longer say, here's the chelek ha-garmoyhi, and here's the chelek of the Ihu. The Ihu and the Garmoyi, they become one Metzias. You can't be Mechalik between them anymore. You can't say, here's the Chalik of the Ihu and here's the Chalik of the Garmoyi. You can't say, here's the Eibishter himself and here's the Sphira. The Eibishter and the Spheres become one Mamish until you can no longer be Mechalik between them. Al Derech Guf Nefesh. So that's the Inyan of Ihu, the Garmoyi Chad. So this is the first Eloi that we have in the Spheres of Atzilus. It's not like by a person. By a person, our koiches hanefesh are koiches hanefesh. That's it, koiches hanefesh. It's not the nefesh itself. There's no hisachtus between the nefesh atzma and the koiches. There's the nefesh itself, the etzem hanefesh, which is a koya etzem echad ruchni yupashut, and you have the koiches hanefesh, and they're two different things. But by the Eibishter, we have this first chiddush, this first ilui, that in all the spheres, not just in Chochmah, in all the spheres, Iyu v'garmo yichad, the Eibishter himself, the etzim of the Eibishter, the pshitas of the Eibishter is misyachid with his spheres in a way of guf and nefesh until Iyaf shalachalik b'neyim, you can no longer see this is the chelek of the Iyu and this is the chelek of the Garmohi, sevet ein mitzi, sevet ein zach. And this is the vort of huve Chochmah se'echad. Huve Chochmah se'echad is in line with this explanation of Iyu v'garmo yichad, haynu hach. Huve Chochmah se'echad means the Eibishter who, the Eibishter himself, the pshitas of the Eibishter, the insof of the Eibishter, v'chochmah se'echad, the metzias of Chochmah, is chad. It's mamish the inyan of Iyu v'garmo yichad, as we explained before. And then there's another word. We say Iyu v'chayo yichad. Iyu v'chayo yichad means The EU is the same EU. The Eibishter himself, Achdus Pshuto, Oirin Sof, which lav mikol ilin midis EU klal, the etzim of the Eibishter, v'chayoyhi, chayoyhi is the oiris within the spheres, not the kalim of the spheres, but the oir within the spheres is chad. So when we say EU v'chayoyhi chad, it's different to EU v'gamoyhi chad. And the Nakudas Achiluk is Iyu v'gamoyi chad, as much as we explained the Maile Shebezeh, that it's al derech guf and nefesh, they become one mitzis ad she'iyev shelachalik b'neyem. But at the end of the day, it's shnei dvorim hamisyachti. There are two different things that are coming together. So take when they come together, it's betachlis ha'yichud and betachlis ha'yisachdus. But sof kol sof, it's shnei dvorim hamisyachti. And the way my Zayde would say it in the Lashon of the Alter Rebbe in the Biron Beloy Sashbis, Umikol Mekayim Hurak Li. After all the Iluim in Iyu V'Gamo Yichad and Hu V'Chachmosei Echad, La'achar Kol Zeh, Mikol Mekayim Hurak Li. It's still a Kli. Taki, it's Misyached with Iyu. But it's Shnei Dvarim HaMisyachtim. At the end of the day, there's a Guf, and there's a nefesh, and there's misyachet. There's a keli, there's garmoihi, there's ihu, there's misyachet betachlis ayichud. But sof kol sof, it's shnei dvarim hamisachtim. Mikol mekim urak pchinas kli. There is the inyan of kli. But iv echayoyi chad, here the chad is al derech oir and moir. Ihu is the moir, chayoyi is the oiris. So we're not dealing with the metzias of the spheres, we're dealing with the oir. So since we're dealing with the oyer, so the iyu v'chayoyi chad is, the chad here is al derech oyer and moyer. The chad between oyer and moyer is not like the chad of nefesh v'guf. The nefesh v'guf is shnei dvorim ha-misachtim, two different entities that are coming together. But oyer and moyer, the achdus, the yichud between the oyer and the moyer, is not shnei dvorim ha-misachtim. The oyer be'ikr is the moyer. It's the hisgalus of the moir. It's the ispashtus of the moir. It's not another thing from the outside that we're attaching to the moir. The oir is the ispashtus of the moir. The oir is the hisgalus of the moir. When you take away the moir, b'derech memeila, the oir is bottled because the oir isn't a mitzias la'atzmai. The oir is just an extension of the moir. So therefore, the iyu v'chayoy yichad of the spheres is asach tifer v'iyu v'gamay yichad. Iyu v'gamoy yichad, it's taki chad in a oifen niflo, al derech nefesh v'guf, ad she'iyef shalachalik b'neyem, but sof kol sof, mu mikol makoim, hu rak p'chines kli. There's shnei dvarim ha-misachtim. There's a metzias of the keli. There's something outside of oirin sof, which is becoming one with oirin sof. But iyu v'chayoy yichad, is not shnei dvarim ha-misachtim, it's chad mamish. The oir is the moir. The moir is the oir. The oir is not a mitzias la'atzmoi being attached to the moir. It is a spashtus and a hisgalus of the moir. That's the mile of iyu v'chayoyi chad over iyu v'gamoyi chad. So now, if you look in the Biron v'loy sashbis, after he brings from Tanya Perek Beis, hu v'chachmasei echod, and he explains that it's the union of iyu v'gamoyi chad, as we just explained. So then, there's a hagoah from the Tzemach Tzedek. Where after this whole explanation of Huva Chachmasei Echad, the Iyu V'Gamoy Yichad, and how the Eibishter himself is one with Chachma, he brings over here like this: Agam Shebetanya Nizbor Shanashama Nimshach Bimchinas Chachma Shehu Hamado K'may Shaben Nimshach Mayachav VaChachma Bimchinas Klikena. So the Tzemach Tzedek is asking a question that L'chayra, even after the explanation of Huva Chachmasei Echad in Tanya Perek Beis, it's not sufficient. Because as we just said, even if we explain Huva Chachmasei Echad, Yichad, that the Eibishter is one with his spheres and one with Chachma, like El Derech Nefesh V'Guv, that they become one thing, but as we said before, but at the end of the day, Mikol Mekim Rak Tchinas Kli, et shnei dvarim hamisachtim, Chachma is still a mitzias outside of the Eibishter, separate from the Eibishter. It's becoming one, but umikol mekim b'chinas kli. So it's still not understood. What's the ili? What's the mile of the fact that the neshama is coming from chachma? Even after say huva chachma say echad, it's not enough, because even after huva chachma say echad, shnei dvarim hamisachdim and chachma u'bchinas kli. So he goes on to say there, Achi Shloimar, listen carefully. Ki af al pisha chachma u'bchinas kli, even though chachma is a keli, which we said before, the pshat of that is it's shnei dvarim hamisachdim. There's a new word. Besides for the fact that we said huva chachma say echad, which wasn't enough, there's a new word. Tzemach Tzedek is saying, if we introduce Perek Lamed Hei in Tanya, it says in the Haggah, it's going to be even better. The neshama is not only coming from chachma, datzilus, about which we say huva chachma say echad, because huva chachma say echad isn't enough. Because even after saying huva chachma say echad, mikol makim b'chinas kli, chachma is still a kli. It's a dover nifrod, which is being misached with the eibishter. Shnei dvarim misachdim. So it's not sufficient. But if we introduce what it says in Tanya Perek Lamed Hey, then it's going to be even better. That's the chiddush that the Tzemach Tzedek is saying. Ach yesh loimar, ki av apish ha-chochma b'chinas kli, which that's even after saying huva chochma say echad, but mikol makom shoyre bo al kaponim ein soiv baruch hu atzmi shel amai lamei ha-chochma, k'man shekosu b'sevu shel bein nim perak lamed hei b'hago. There's a new oimek here. V'lachein, gam ba neshama hanim sheches, miklei chochma ilo, so the neshama, which comes from chachma, the keli of chachma, but melubish gam kein ha'ore, mipchines ha'or, ha'melubish, b'klei ha'chachma ilo, di'iyu v'chayoy hicha. So the way he explained pshat is like this. That, what's the maila, what's the ilui in Perek Lamed Hei, over Perek Beis in Tanya, that in Perek Beis Tanya, we're just going with the Pashat Iyur V'Gamo Yichad. Even in Chochma, Huva Chochma Se Echad, is Iyur V'Gamo Yichad. Shnei Dvarim HaMisacht, Tak Echad Mamish. But Shnei Dvarim HaMisacht. The Maile of Perek Lamed Hei, that he says there, even in the Keli of Chochma, is that in Chochma it's different. In Chochma, it's Mislabish in Chochma, not just is the keli of chachma doesn't just have the union of ir v'gamoyichad, but in the keli of chachma is melubesh the union of ir v'chayoyichad. The union of ir v'chayoyichad, that gufa in chachma is melubesh even in the keli of chachma. In other words, based on what we just said, the mile of ir v'chayoyichad is that the eibishter and the sphere, the oir of the sphere, it's not shnei dvarim hamisachdim, but it's oir umoir. Mamish ein zach mamish. So by all the other spheres, that inyan is only nirgash in the oir. If you ask the oir within the spheres, ask oir hachesed, oir habina, oir hamalchus. If you ask the oir shabas spheres, what's your shaychus to iyu? They'll say iyu v'chayayichad. Us and the Eibishter himself, us and Eir Insof, us and the Eibishter is chad. But Iyu v'chayoyi chad, not shnei dvarim hamisachtim, chad mamish, Eir umoir. If you ask the Kalim of the spheres, what's your shaykhis to the Eibishter himself, they'll say, Iyu v'gamoyi chad. Al terech nefesh v'guf, we are a metzias, take. We're a metzias of chachma, we're a metzias of chesed, we're a metzias of malchus. The Eibishter is poshet b'tachlis apshitus. But we're misachet, shnei dvarim ha-misachdim, al derech nefesh v'guf, and we become one metzias. Ad she'yev shalachalik b'neyem. That's by the rest of the spheres. Mashenkin, by chachma, there's a oimek. In chachma, even in the garmoihi, even in the keli of chachma, that's pratin in the words of the Tzemach Tzedek in B'loi Sashbis, even in the keli of chachma, herzich on the iyu v'chayoyichad. If you ask klei hachachma, what do you feel? What's your shaychus of the eibishter? Chachma will not just tell you iyu v'gamoyichad. won't just tell you who the chachmasi echad. It won't just tell you shnei dvarim hamisachdi. In the keli of chachma, in the mitzias of chachma, is nirgash the iyvachayoi chad, the oifen of chad, which is chad mamish al derech moir v'oir. That's not shnei dvarim hamisachdi. It's chad mamish mitchilasi v'atzoifei. That chad with iyu in chachma is not just nirgash in the oir. That's nirgash also in the keli. In the keli itself is shoyre. That's the pshat. Shoyre bal kaponim ein so baruchu atzmai. In the keli of chachma is shoyre. The inyan of iyu v'chayoi yichad. This is the ilui. This is the ma'ilav in perek lamed hey over perek beis. Nochamo. Perek beis hu v'chachma say echad. That's the regular iyu v'garmo yichad. That the eibishter and hu v'chachma say echad. Iyu, the eibishter himself and chachma are chad. Al derech nefesh v'guf shnei dvarim hamisachtim. That's all. But then, even after that, at the end of the day, there's a mitzias. There's a mitzias of chachma. Because it's shnei dvarim hamisachtim. So even after the hisachtus, sof kol sof, there's a mitzias. So in perek lamed hei, he's moisif noch tifer, that in chachma, in the keli of chachma, is meir, not just the iyu v'gar moichad. But in the keli of chachma, it's at the goydel habitel, it's at the bitel of shebesfiras hachachma, it's at the bitel shebeklei hachachma, is nirgash dir, not just the irvega moichad, it's rather it's nirgash the irvecha yoichad. That chachma's his achtus with elikus, chachma's his achtus with oirin sof, is not shnei dvar mamisachtim, it's chad mamish irvecha yoichad, oiru moir. And that's nirgash even in the keli. That says there's no mitzias outside of the Eibishter. It's not shnei dvarim hamisachdim. We can't say mikomokim rak b'chinas kli. There's no kli. The kli is not nirgash at all. It's chad mamish oyru moir. And therefore, when we say that the neshama is nimshach from chachma ilo, what we have in that is not just hu v'chachmasay echad, but the neshama is coming from chachma ilo. We have in that in chachma is shayra oirin sa baruchu atzmai the iyu v'chayoi. That's also in chachma, and so when the neshama is coming from chachma ilo, the neshama is not coming from chachma, which is a metzias of a kli. It's coming from chachma, which is chad mamish with the eibishter al derech iyu v'chayoi chad oiru moir, and that's where the neshama comes from. So Ad Kan is the vort from Aizeda. And with this, we can go back to our Sicha and explain it. In Ora 28, he was saying that as vos, that Moshe's neshama comes from Chochma d'Atzilus Mamash, the Chochma yeshno kli, elasha kli b'vchinas bitul betachlis k'moy ha'oir, ad shenikra chayohi. So that line, now we understand it. By all the other spheres, the kelim are not called chayoi. The kelim are called garmoihi. Meaning, by all the other spheres, there his achdus with the eibishter is only al derech iyu v'garmoihi chad. Shnei dvarim hamisachdim. And if it's shnei dvarim hamisachdim, then sof kol sof, even after the iyu v'garmoihi chad, even after the chad, but since it's shnei dvarim hamisachdim, but noch bleiben ashtikl mitzias. Or in the lashon of the Alter Rebbe in Veloy Sashmi, so mikomakim rak b'chinas kli. There's going to be left a mitzias of a kli, even after the chad, because it's iyu v'garmoihi chad, shnei dvarim hamisachdim. So that is by all the other spheres. Masha enkin by chochme, the keli is b'chinas bitul b'tachlis k'moi ha'or atcha nikra chayohi. Meaning, now we understand the Oymek Advarim. When we call the Keli Chayohi, it's not just another name. We're saying that even in the Keli, Herzecho Nisht Nor, the Huva Chachmasi Echad, Nisht Nor, the Iyuv Garmoi Chad, not the Shnei Dvarim HaMisachtim, no! The Keli is called Chayohi. Herzecho in the Keli, the Iyuv Chayohi Chad, that it's Achdus with the Eibishter is Chad Mamish, K'moy oiru moir, not shnei dvarim hamisachdim, but mitchilosei einzach.
That's pshat that the keli in chachma, the keli is called chayoi, meaning the hisachtus of the keli with Ein Sof itself is iyu v'chayoi, chat mamish, oiru moir. And that's in chachma, nirgash, in the keli of chachma also. Why? Because the keli of chachma, chachma has the milas habitul, and it's the milas habitul of klei chachma, the kelim of chachma are margish, not just iyu v'gamoi chad, not just the achtus al derech nefesh v'guf, but even the keli is margish the achtus al derech oiru moir, the iyu v'chayoi chad echad mamish. That's the pshat here. And once we understand this, we can understand that when he says the bechochma yeshnei keli, that's a chiddush. And he goes on to compare to the ois yud sheyeshli tzuras ois. This is a chiddush because where we're holding now, once we understand that the keli is called chayoihi, once we understand that the keli is al derech ha'oyer, that in the keli is nirgash, in the keli is shoyre iyu v'chayoihi chad chad mamish. So the chayra, bashkafir rishayna, we wouldn't even say now that the bechachma yeshnei kli. The inyan of kli, the chayra was totally in his battle. When we were thinking hu v'chachma say echad, that it's shnei dvarim hamisachdim, then we understood as we keep saying the lashon mikol mokim u'bchinas kli. Even after the hisachdus, even after saying iyu v'garmoi echad, since it's al derech nefesh v'guf shnei dvarim hamisachdim. So even after the Isachdus, it remains a mikomukim b'chinas kli. But if we say iyu v'chayoi chad, that it's chad mamish al derech oyer moyer, where the oyer is not a metzias la'atzmai, the oyer is just his pashtus and his galus of the moyer, which that's iyu v'chayoi chad. If I say that that gufa is meyer and shoyer in the keli of chachme, so what am I saying? That even in the keli of chachme, hetzachon, chad mamish, iyu v'chayoi chad. So then, l'chayra, there's no keli anymore. The metzias hakli was totally in his battle. There's no metzias. There's only iyu v'chayoi chad. There's only the Eibishter himself. It's oyer. So, in pashtus, then, once I say that in chachma the keli is called chayoi, that means that the Metzias HaKli is in Gantz and his battle. However, says the Rebbe, no, at the end of the day, the Bechachme Yeshnei Kli, even after this Ilui of saying that in the Klei HaChachme Herzach on Iyu V'chayoi Chad, which L'chayra, that would make us say that if that's the case, there's no longer a Metzias of a Kli. There's only a mitzvah of a kli when we have iyu v'gamoi chad shnei dvarim hamisachtim. But once we introduce iyu v'chayoi chad that it's chad mamish, that the oyer is just the hispashtus and his galus of the moir, so there's nothing else besides the moir. So if that's nirgash in chachma, in klei hachachma, the chayr is ois kli. But the Rebbe is saying no. Even after this, the bechachma yeshnei kli. The end of the day, even on this level, Bechachma yeshnei kli. Even on this level, fort, there's a keli. So what's pshat? So, back to the vort that we said before from Isaiah Reb Nosson. After this whole thing, he said that the loshen there of the Tzemach Tzedek in Veloy Sashbis is that Mikomakim shoyrebo al koponim ein so baruchu. This ilu that we're saying from Perek Lamed Hei, that in the klei hachachma is nirgash, not just iyu v'garmoi chad, but iyu v'chayoi chad, the lashon is at shoyre. We call makim shoyre ba. Shoyre is not the same as hislapshus. In other words, of these two milas in chachma, the vort in perek beis, hu v'chachma say echad, and the vort in perek lamed hei, yes, there's a mile in the vort in perek lamed hei, but there's also a mile in the vort in perek beis. Why? Because the inyan of hu v'chachma say echad, the iyu v'garmoi chad, the achdus al derech nefesh v'guf, the shnei dvarim hamisachdim, that inyan is mislabish in the keli of chachma. So the oifen ha'achdus of iyu v'garmoi chad Chachma has that in a way of a slapshus. It's one thing with the metzias of Chachma. But the word of Perek Lamed Hei, that in the keli of Chachma, is nirgash iu v'chayoicha, the oifen achdus of oirumoir, where it's chad mamish. So it's true that that inyan is meir in Chachma, but it's only shoyre ba'al kolponim. It's not mislabish in Chachma. Chachma doesn't have this hakora, this hargosha of iu v'chayoichad, which is felt within the keli of Chachma. The keli of Chachma doesn't have that in the way of his slabshus. It has it in the way of shoyre, which is somewhat still above the capacity of Chachma. So it comes out as a mailin perak beis and as a mailin perak lamed hei. The mailin perak lamed hei is it's a hechere and tifere inyan of achdus. That in klei Chachma is not just huve Chachma sayachad, it's chad mamish yuve chayoyichad. However, that inyan with Chachma, with the metzias of Chachma itself, isn't betachlis ha'isachdus. It's shoyre in Chachma. That hakara, that hargosha is shoyre in Chachma. So Chachma knows it. Chachma knows, the keli of Chachma knows iyu v'chayo yichad, but in the noifen of shoyre, not in the noifen of islapshus. The mile of Perek Beis is, even though it's only hu v'chachma say echad, it's only iyu v'gamo yichad, it's only shnei dvarim ha-misachtim, but that oifen of achdus, of hu v'chachma say echad, that's mislabish in Chachma. Chachma mamish feels it in its bones. That Chachma in and that mamish one. So b'meila, that's pshat here in the Ha'orah. Even after saying that in Chachma, the keli is chayohi, that the keli is called chayohi, which we explain means that in the keli is nirgash, and the keli is meir, the inyan of yuv chayoyichad, ad k'dei kach, that the chayor, there's no shnei dvarim ha-misachtim, there's no metzias of kli, there's only oir in sof, so I shouldn't be able to say the b'chachma yeshnei kli. However, since this inyan gufa isn't mislabish in Chachma, it's only shoyre in Chachma, Chachma taka knows this inyan of Yuvachayoyichad, even in the keli of Chachma. But Chachma only knows it in an oifen of shoyre, not in an oifen of islabshus. So since the inyan of Yuvachayoyichad isn't mislabish b'kleya Chachma, it's only shoyre b'kleya Chachma, so far, tzav kol tzav, at the end of the day, in Chachma is nishar b'chinas kli. B'chachma yesh no kli. Because the hakara of iyu v'chayo yichad, which should be mevatel the kli, which is mevatel the kli, that hakara isn't mislabish b'toich mitziyusoy shel ha-chachma b'pnimiyis, it's only shayra b'chachma. So therefore, in Chachma there remains sort of a mitziyus, there remains sort of a part of Chachma, part of the kli ha-chachma, where this inyan of iyu v'chayo yichad isn't penetrating. So mikol makayim se b'chachma yesh no kli. That's the Oymek Advar. And that ties back into the Bittul of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama comes from Chochmah d'Atzilus mamash. So if Pshat in Chochmah d'Atzilus was that Chochmah d'Atzilus is kulay Bittul, al derech the word of Perek Lamed Hei, that in the klei Chochmah is nirgash iyu v'chayo yichad chad mamish not shnei dvarim ha-misachtim, in an oven where the metzias hakli is bechlal non-existent, the metzias hakli is in ganz in his battle. So then Moshe Rabbeinu's anova would be in an oven where he bechlal wasn't makir ma'ilas atzmoi. There would be no atzmoi. There wouldn't be an inyan of makir ma'ilas atzmoi because there's no keli. It's tachlis abitul. However, the chiddush of the Ha'orah is that even after saying that in Chochme the keli is bivchinas chayohi, however, the chiddush is mikol makayim the bechachma yesh no kli. Since this inyan of iyu v'chayoyichad, which is within the kelim, is not mislabish in the keli, it's only shayr in the kli, so therefore there remains within Chochme a kli. And therefore, when it comes to the anova of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's blibed, as by Moshe Rabbeinu, there is an inyan of metzias. And that inyan of metzias is that it's makir ma'ilas atzmoi. Oh, but yachadim zeh, within that, within the klei ha-chochme, is shoyre. Taka not mislavish, but shoyre, iyu v'chayo yichad. Tachlitz ha-bitl, bitl lagamri. And therefore Moshe was onav moed mikol ha'odah. And that's why he has to bring, it's nishta zay poshet. He brings sort of a asmachta. That chachm is nirmas ba'is yud. Chachm is not nirmas b'kutzei shel yud. Kutzei shel yud is keser. That level of mamish tachlis habitl, that is no keli at all, that's keser. Less mona b'hayatiko, there's no kelim in keser. In keser taka, there's no kelim. In keser, it's tachlis habitl. So it's nirmas in the kutzei shel yud. But chachm is nirmas ba'is yud. To say that there is a tzuras ha'ois, la'achri kol ha'iluim, of understanding that even in the keli there's meyer iyu v'chayyeh yichad, but since it's only shayre in the keli, not mislabish in the keli, so therefore, at the end of the day, there is a tzuras ha'ois, chachm is nirmas ba'is yud, there is shemayr al inyan ha'mitzias, there is fort, the inyan of mitzias. But yachad imzetz betachlitz ha'bitul.